The Black Caps have touched down on home soil, fresh from their Test Series defeat to India. But it's the feats of spinner Ajaz Patel that will long be remembered for cricket fans across the globe. Taking all 10 wickets in an innings is among the rarest of feats, etching Patel's name in the history books. Clay Wilson explores what else it might mean for the boy from Mumbai.
It's a feat achieved by just two others in 144 years of Test cricket. In taking all 10 wickets in a Test innings, Ajaz Patel joined an extremely exclusive club. And with exclusivity comes certain benefits, starting, according to former Black Caps coach Mike Hessen, with being a name the cricket world will now never forget.
The fact he got 10 for is just extraordinary. You know, I still remember Richard Hadlee getting 952 back in 85, and I remember every single wicket. So people that watch those 10 wickets of Ajaz Patel, no matter what age they are, will always remember them.
With such a special performance comes a special level of attention. The Black Caps media team received upwards of 70 requests to talk to Patel, who has done more than 20 media calls during the past 5 days. Patel says it's been a wild week, and the messages have been flying in.
Currently, there's just so many that I haven't even got back to yet. But, you know, some greats of the world cricket, but also like a lot of support from back home in New Zealand. And it is humbling and it's sometimes a little bit overwhelming.
So what does all this attention mean for Ajaz Patel? AUT Senior Marketing Lecturer Dr. Jessica Vredenberg believes the 10-wicket haul opens all kinds of doors for a bowler born in Mumbai, the city where the match was played.
The fact that this was achieved in India against the Indian team, where obviously he has ties from his childhood, that creates an additional piece to the story beyond sort of the uniqueness of that athletic achievement. Both of those together will further reinforce the potential sort of impact of this event.
Dr. Vredenberg says as well as potential opportunities in India, a cricket-crazy nation of 1.4 billion, there may well be benefits back here in Aotearoa.
This presents quite a feel-good story, so a brand in New Zealand potentially could use this story and embrace this story to strike that emotional chord within Kiwis, but also create that relatability to, you know, New Zealanders who maybe have followed a similar path.
As for on-field impacts, an obvious candidate is a spot in the lucrative Indian Premier League. Although Hessen, who is the director of cricket operations for the Bangalore franchise, is not sure that will happen.
No doubt there'll be fans that'll love the recency factor, but I think that, you know, most sides will look at his 2020 performances and assess those rather than this outstanding test match performance. I'm not sure that will lead to a huge amount of interest.
At the very least, Patel has secured a spot in the Black Caps Test 11 for a while, right? Well, most indications are that won't be the case either. Hessen says, as tough as it is, it's highly likely a player who took 14 wickets in New Zealand's last test won't feature when their next test starts against Bangladesh in Mount Maunganui on New Year's Day.
You have to temper the performance with the conditions that it was in, and it was amazing, but that doesn't necessarily correlate the performance on surfaces where it doesn't turn. He's a developing bowler and he's got a huge skill set. It's just unfortunately for him that seamers play such a massive role in New Zealand test matches, and New Zealand's record in New Zealand is exceptional.
It may not mean guaranteed selection, but you can be sure Ajaz Patel's place in cricketing folklore is very much locked in.